Our scripture today is from Isaiah 52, 7 through 10, and you may find it in the Pew Bibles on page 1144 to follow along. How beautiful on the mountains are the feet of those who bring good news, who proclaim peace, who proclaim good tidings, who proclaim salvation, who say to Zion, "Your God reigns." Listen, your watchmen lift up their voices. Together they shout for joy. When the Lord returns to Zion, they will see it with their own eyes. Burst into songs of joy together, you ruins of Jerusalem, for the Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord will lay bare his holy arm in the sight of all the nations. And all the ends of the earth will see the salvation of our God. Bless the reading of his holy word.
Thank you, Annabelle. Well, good morning. What a day. Man, we're 2 days away from Christmas. Who's excited? I'm excited. Come on now. I'm expecting to get a better tie this year, you know. I'm glad you like that. Well, how beautiful, beautiful. Am I a little too loud, Isaiah? Can you bring me down just a little bit? I don't want to blow anybody's ears out. Because I'm going to get excited during the sermon. How beautiful. So we're talking about Isaiah today. You don't typically think about Isaiah when you think of the Christmas story and the birth of Jesus. You think about him when he talks about the suffering servant. And really that's where this passage comes from. It's just before the suffering servant. And for those of you that may or may not be, you know, everyday Sunday churchgoers, the suffering servant is Jesus. And when Isaiah talks about Jesus being lifted up and glorified, he's talking about the servant of Jesus on the cross. And this is a prophecy from hundreds of years before Jesus. He says, how beautiful on the mountains. Next slide, please. Today is the fourth Sunday of Advent, and we lit the candle for peace today. So our goal is to figure out how peace factors into not only this passage, but into the Advent season. Next slide. This is the passage today. How beautiful on the mountains are the feet of those who bring good news and proclaim peace. Well, we found peace. We're done. I'm kidding. We found peace in the sermon scripture. Next slide. He goes on to say, and those who bring good tidings, who proclaim salvation, who say to Zion, your God reigns. Now, if you've been listening over the course of the last few weeks, and you know this, but for those of you that haven't been here, I'm going to reiterate a little bit that this whole thing about salvation being tied to the Advent story of joy and peace, salvation is integral with all of that. Because if you're assured of your salvation, you can have peace. Next slide. The whole thing about the feet carrying good news continues. Paul, in the letter to the Romans, says, and how can they preach unless they're sent? We're all called to be sent. As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. Next slide. It goes on in Ephesians, Paul says when he's talking about the armor of God, and with your feet fitted with the readiness of the gospel of what? Peace. The gospel of peace. Next slide. The foundation. In the days that we're talking about, feet were the thing that conveyed people everywhere, right? They ran from place to place to tell good news. They walked from place to place to get their daily sustenance. The feet were the foundation. And even today, in our culture today, where we have our feet, we use them to go around. We have cars. Some people are in wheelchairs. They use crutches. Some people use walkers. Regardless of what you're using to convey yourself around, that's your foundation for your physical body. But we also need to have a foundation for our spiritual body. There's a line in a song that says, Christ is the sure foundation upon which the church is surely built. Christ is that spiritual foundation. Now, these are pretty good-looking feet. I don't know about you guys. My feet, they don't look like that. And some people got bunions and blisters and whatever. These are obviously model feet right here. They've been pampered, taken care of. Next slide. Peace. How many of you read the Bible a lot? If you read the Bible a lot, you know that the word peace is used frequently in Scripture. Peace is actually used a lot. Next slide. For unto us a child is born, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. If you've ever listened to Handel's Messiah, you've heard these words. Even if you're not a churchgoer normally, you've probably heard these words. Prince of Peace. Next slide. Glory to God in the highest heaven and on earth. Peace to those on whom his favor rests. This is from the birth narrative out of Luke. These are the angels singing to the shepherds. But then it gets confusing. Next slide. Jesus says to his disciples, do not assume that I've come to bring peace to the earth, because I've come to bring a sword. Can you hear his disciples right about this second when he says that? It's like, Jesus, why do you gotta say such confusing things? You're supposed to be the Prince of Peace, and you're telling us that you're gonna bring a sword. What are you talking about? Now, when he says this, it's in Matthew 10 when he's sending the 12 out to be sheep among wolves. And he's sending them out and telling them straight up, when you go out, you're going to be arrested. You're going to be flogged. You're going to be drugged in front of governors and kings, and you're going to have to witness on my behalf. But don't be afraid. Jesus says, don't be afraid. Even though Jesus knows that the words that they're going to carry out are good news, it's great, glorious news, it's good tidings, it's about salvation. Even though Jesus knows that, he understands that not everybody is going to accept this good news. And it's literally going to divide families. He says fathers and sons will be divided. Mothers and daughters will be divided. Countries, nations will be divided over this good news. It's not world peace, next slide, that Jesus had come to spread. It wasn't kumbaya, it wasn't world peace. What he was coming to bring us was peace in us. Our peace. The peace that comes with believing the message of Jesus. Believing that God is our salvation. We go back to the scripture and it says, burst into songs of joy together, you ruins of Jerusalem. The Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. This is the prophecy of Isaiah foretelling the coming of Jesus, the Lord, to Jerusalem to redeem not only Jerusalem, but everybody, even under the ends of the earth. Next slide. In Deuteronomy, which is one of the early books in the Bible, for those of you who don't read much, says, don't be afraid or terrified because of them. For the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. This is God's promise to us. This is the promise that God has for each of you. For Trudy, for John, for Gerald, for Diana, for everybody. John, Charles, Deborah, me, even the choir. God's promise is for all of us. God's promise of salvation is what brings us the peace. Jesus goes on in that Matthew narrative to tell his disciples, don't be afraid of the people of the earth, because all they can do, this is where the disciples start going, oh, he's going to say it, he's going to say something weird. All they can do is injure your body. Right about now, Peter's sitting there going, all right, he already told me I'm going to be arrested. I'm going to be flogged. Okay, they can injure my body. I get it, Jesus. What else? And he says to them, don't be afraid, because they can't injure your soul. If you believe you have an eternal soul that God has provided in you from the moment of conception, and when you said yes to walk through salvation, that eternal soul trips to the favor of God, then you got nothing to fear here on this plane, on this planet, because nothing here can touch your soul. Can hurt your body, can injure you, but not your soul. Next slide. Here's his feet again. The foundation of the gospel, when Paul said for us to strap on those sandals, the readiness of the gospel of peace, it wasn't so that we could stand in the corner in these comfy sandals. It was so that we could go out and talk about the gospel, talk about the salvation, so that our feet would be those beautiful feet proclaiming peace, proclaiming salvation, bringing good tidings, bringing good news. It's our feet that are the beautiful feet. We've been talking a lot about peace. And in the last, last 12 weeks, the lectionary has been very big on salvation, peace, salvation, joy, trusting God. And I went and visited our dear sister Anne this week. And in 45 seconds, she summed it up in such a beautiful way that I wanted to share it with you. She said I could. I asked her first. She said to me that when she was sitting with the doctor, and the doctor said, we can't do any more operations. So she looked at him and said, does that mean it's terminal? And the doctor said, yeah, it is. She looked at me and said, from the minute she heard the word terminal, a sense of peace came over her like nothing she'd ever experienced. Because she realized at that moment that she didn't have to bang her head against the wall anymore, as she had her words. She didn't have to fight it, because it was in God's hands. She had this peace that came over her. And I got some news for you. From the moment of your conception, guess what? You were terminal. We all have just a set number of days. God says he has already provided good works for us to do. But we're all terminal. So we all have that same choice to continue to beat our heads against the wall or to give control of our lives, to give total control of what we do to God, to the Holy Spirit, to Jesus. We have choices every day to either follow Jesus or not. And those choices impact not only you, but the people around you. So my challenge to each of you today is to remember that the peace that Jesus brings is not the peace of world kumbaya. It's the peace that rests in your heart from your personal knowledge that Jesus Christ is your Lord and your Savior, and that God has your back, no matter what. Amen?